is Quran. What Quran does Allah bring down? What Quran does Allah reveal upon His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O my slaves that have transgressed upon their souls, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is very, very forgiving. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. 100 murders, and he goes to an alim of deen, and he says to him, I committed 100 murders, fahalli min tawbah, is there any chance for me? Am I deserving of the mercy of Allah? He says, definitely. Definitely Allah is very merciful. The door of tawbah is still open even for you. But, and this is the crux, my respected brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam relates this incident that occurred amongst the Bani Ismail. He said, yes, the door of tawbah is open for you. But you have to leave the area. Leave the area where you live and go to a place of Allah's obedience. Make hijrat in the path of Allah. Make hijrat in the path of Allah. Leave the place of Allah's disobedience and go to a place of Allah's obedience. Change your environment. Change your environment. Change your environment. Change your life. Hasan Basri rahimahullah. Someone mentioned to him, Al-Hajj al-Mabroor, Laysa lahu jazaun illa al-Jannah. Hajj al-Mabroor accepted Hajj, there is no other recompense besides Jannah. Someone mentioned this before Imam Hassan Basri rahimullah. He responded and he said, Ayatu Dhalik. Ayatu Dhalik. What is the sign of Hajj al-Mabroor? What is the sign that the Hajj that we have made is Hajj al-Mabroor? So they said, tell us. He said, أَنْ يَرْجِعَ زَاهِدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَرَاغِبًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَنْ يَرْجِعَ زَاهِدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَرَاغِبًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He said, when the Haji returns, the love of dunya is not there in his heart. The shock of akhirat has increased in his heart. If the Haji returns, رَاغِبًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ زَاهِدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا, having cut himself off from the dunya and desires of akhirat, then we know that the hajj that he has made is hajj mabrur. Then someone told him, جَزَاءُ الْحَجِّ الْمَغْرُورِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ جَزَاءُ الْحَجِّ الْمَغْرُورِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. He said that the return, the recompense of Hajj al-Mabroor is maghfirat, Allah's forgiveness. Ayatu Dhalik. He said, what is the sign? No angel is going to come down and say, your tawbah was maqbool. Allah has made your maghfirat. Allah has forgiven you. Some letter is not going to come down. What is the sign? Hasan Basri rahimullah said, what is the sign that Allah has made your maghfirat? He said, أَنْ يَدَعْ سَيَّ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَمَلِ أَنْ يَدَعْ سَيَّ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَمَلِ. He said, the sign that Allah has made your maghfirat is that the life before Hajj and the life after Hajj is not the same. The kabira and major sins that were occurring in your life, through the barakat of that Hajj, you have made such a tawbah that those things have come out of your life. That is the sign that Allah has made your maghfirat. So this alim says, leave the area of sin and go towards a place where there are pious people. Go to a good environment and change your life. Allah will forgive 100 murders also. This person, such was his determination. He leaves the area of, he leaves the area where he was living. And he starts the journey to the area of the pious people on the way. On the way. Allah's taqdeer becomes ghalib. The time of his maut comes. As he is about to die, as he is about to drop on the ground, such is the jazba and zeal by which he wants to repent to Allah that he stretches his hand out. He stretches his hand out and he passes away on that spot. Allah Ta'ala, such is the mercy of Allah. If it was just left at that, you and I would not have benefited. Yet Allah Ta'ala, to show us his mercy, he sends down his malaika. An argument starts taking place, a debate starts taking place, the malaika of azab come down, the malaika of rahmat come down, the malaika of jahannam come down, the malaika of jannat come down, an argument starts. The malaika of jahannam say, he committed 100 murders, he didn't even make tawbah, he's a jahannami. The malaika of rahmat, The Malaika of Jannah say that he had every intention, he was going towards the place of Allah's obedience. So he is a Jannati. Allah will forgive him. This argument is taking place. Allah sends down a third angel. Allah sends down a third angel to decide the matter. And what does this angel say? Then measure the ground from the area where he left. If he is closer to the area where he committed the sin, then he is a Jahannami. If he is closer to the area where he was going to make Tawbah, then he is a Jannati. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah Ta'ala commanded the earth. Allah commanded the earth from the point where he had passed away to the area where he was praying. Allah commanded the earth to shrink. And the area where he had left and committed the 100 murders till where he had passed away, Allah Ta'ala commanded the earth to stretch out. For who? For who? For a person who had committed 100 murders. And then it was measured and he was found closer to the area of Allah's obedience by one handstand. By one handstand. And on that, Allah made him a Jannati. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us Arafah. Allah has given us this Hajj. The parishani, the problems, the plight that the ummah on a global scale is undergoing. It's something that every one of us is conscious of. It's something that should be hurting and worrying the heart of every one of us. This is the time to place our dukkh, to place our pain, to place our concern, to place our worry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Allah, beg from Allah, beseech Allah, my respected brothers and sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." He said, dua is the essence of ibadah. One hadith, Nabi Qasim said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." He said, dua is ibadah itself. When one raises his hands, in between his lips and his hands, there is no one else but Allah. Allah loves it. Allah loves when the slave of Allah turns to Allah, begs from Allah, beseeches before Allah. One point we will make, and on this we will terminate. Our elders tell us, Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor, he used to advise when it comes to dua. He should say, ek dua ko parna hai aur ek dua ko mangna hai. He should say, one is to recite duas and one is to ask and beg from Allah. He says, aaj kal hum parte hai, ab nahi mangte. He says, nowadays we recite duas. We recite duas. We don't ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he gave an example. He says, if you had only one son and the son was sentenced to death for some crime, and only the king can repeal the sentence. And you are given audience with the king and one opportunity to beg for the life of your child. He said the manner in which you will beg before that king to spare the life of your only child, he says, wohe mangna. That is what it means to ask. Lower ourselves. Humble ourselves. Today we know how to pretend to be humble for other people. The asal maqam and place of humility is Allah. To humble and lower ourselves before Allah, that Ya Allah, you are everything, I am nothing. Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi, when Sahabi entered, he made two rakat salah, raised his hand, and started making dua. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed him, and he said, you were hasty, you were hasty. Another Sahabi entered, he made two rakat salah, he raised his hand, then he praised Allah. He praised Allah. Then he sent salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he could start making dua, addressed him. And he said, Sal, tastajib. Ask now, Allah will grant you. Ask now, Allah will grant you. One a very important etiquette of dua we are taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That first praise Allah. First praise Allah. Then send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then place one's need before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that the proof of how much conviction you have that Allah is sami', Allah is listening to you is the type of dua that you make. Observe sometimes the musalli after namaz, he raises his hands, Allahumma anta salam, minka salam. He doesn't even know what he said. Wipes his face, wakes up and walks away. Is it possible that such a person in his heart is convinced that Allah is listening to him? He says, how you make dua, how long your dua is, The way you will humble yourself in your dua, that is the proof of how much conviction you have that Allah is Sami, Allah is listening to you. This is Arafah. This is Arafah. This is the day of the acceptance of du'as. This is that day that Rasulullah ﷺ said, Shaitan, Shaitan is disgraced and embarrassed more on this day than any other day besides the day of Badr. Besides the day of Badr, Shaitan was embarrassed. Shaitan was embarrassed. And Shaitan was caused to lament more on the day of Arafah. The only day more than that was the day of Badr. Besides that was the day of Arafah. When he observed that those people whom he had led astray for their entire lives, on the day of Arafah they turned to Allah and Allah wiped away the life of sin. And Allah Ta'ala made them like newborn babies because of the shaitan was exasperated and he started slinging sand over himself. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw this and he smiled. So this is such a day when Allah is waiting. Who is there to turn to Allah? Who is there to beg from Allah? Who is there to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And very, very important, my respected brothers and sisters, before we begin the dua, one last appeal we are making. This amal of Hajj is 5 days, not only the 8th and 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. Over the years we have observed, mashallah, after Arafah, it's almost as we get a get-out-of-jail-free card. Shaitan is given an opportunity again. Intermingling between men and women, laughing and joking, ghibat, spending our time away from the environment of Mina, away from the environment of Amal, away from the environment of Allah's zikr. These days that are coming, the day of Nahar, and thereafter Yawmut Tashriq, these are the days of Allah's zikr, of Allah's ibadat. These are days when du'as are accepted. So let Arafah be the first step for the change in our lives. Let the remaining days of the Hajj also be spent correctly. All of us will try and do this, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Hey, you need both these. Those who are able to, we request you to stand and try and face Qibla when the dua is taking place. Those who are unable, they can sit also, no problem.
الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجسيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام
اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد، وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور، وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إن ذنوبنا قد عظمت وجلت عن الصفة ولكنها صغيرة في جنب عفوك، فاعف عنا وارحمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين. أنت سيدنا وخالقنا وربنا. أنت رب الكون والمكان. أنت رب المشرقين ورب المغربين. فانصرنا على القوم المعتدين. فانصرنا على القوم اليهود والنصارى يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الإنس والجان. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية. اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. أو ماي الله أو ماي كريم الله أو ماي لا زوال الله أو ماي مالك الملك الله أو ماي رب المشرقين والرب المغربين الله أو ماي رب المشارق ورب المغارب الله أو ماي الله يو أحد يو صمد يو لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أو ماي الله if the trees have to turn into pens and the waters of oceans have to turn into ink and seven other oceans have to be added to it and the entire creation have to write your kalimat and write your greatness and write your kibriyai and write your jalal. Ya Allah, insan and jinnat will perish, the trees will come to an end, the water of the oceans will come to an end, the ink will come to an end, but your kalimat and your greatness will never ever come to an end. Oh my Allah, our dirty, filthy tongues, our puny intellect cannot possibly praise you as you ought to be praised. Oh my Allah, ni'mal qail, anta qult wa ni'mal qail. Ya Allah, you have praised yourself in the most beautiful manner. Oh ya Allah, you have praised yourself in your Quran. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, alimul ghaib. عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم إنك قلت ودام القائل سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن، وهو بكل شيء عليم. هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش، يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها، وهو معكم أينما كنت. هو معكم أينما كنت، والله بما تعملون بصير. هم الكريم هم المرسل هم المسكين الله. On your invitation, God. On your invitation, there I pull our fun. As much as this delegation has come on the range, on the plains of Arafah, Ya Allah, there's 2.5 million Hajis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bareheaded, barefooted, Ya Allah. Mothers carrying their babies, Ya Allah. Little families. In the harsh heat of the sun, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the sides of the streets of Arafah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in little tents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this majma has come to place its book, its pain before you. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have conviction that right now you are asking your angels, why have you get it? Your angels are saying to you, they fear your azab, they desire your maghfirat. Ya Allah, we have umeed and we have hope that you are saying to your angels that, oh my malaika, I make you a witness that I forgive. Oh my Allah, you have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabakat ghadabti. You have said in your Quran, Kataba rabbukum ala nafsi rahmat. You have said in your Quran, Inni ana al-ghafoor al-raheem. Wallah, you have said, if your sins be as many as the number of rain droplets that have fallen from the heaven, if your sins be as many as the grains of sand on the earth, if your sins be as many as the leaves of the trees of the surface of this earth, oh Allah, there is a kisqasam, I'm born gunegare. We are great sinners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are great sinners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we have not sinned so much as the number of grains of sand on the earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not made so many sins as the number of rain droplets that have fallen from the heavens. Ya Allah, our sins are not as many as the leaves of the trees of the surface of the earth. You have promised that even if our sins are so much, you will make a forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no Rabia Basri amongst us. There is no Junaid Baghdadi amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is us sinners, Ya Allah. It is us broken ones, Ya Allah. Khar hai, khar hai, badkar hai, dube hue dil mein. Kuch bhi ho, kuch bhi. Lekin tere mahboob ne mere dil ki ummat hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins we have committed with our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins we have committed with our ears, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins we have committed with our tongues, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins we have committed with our hands, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins we have committed with our heart, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins we have committed with our feet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the eyes you gave us. Ya Allah, the eyes you gave us which we are seeing with, Ya Allah. The ears you gave us which we are hearing with, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these hands you gave us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you did not give us these eyes to look at the daughters of others, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you did not give us these ears to listen to haram music, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you did not give us these hearts so that we soil them and blacken them with the love and attachment of this dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you commanded us. You commanded us to lower our gaze, we raised our gazes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this is the ummah of Rabia Basri. This is the ummah of Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen. This is the ummah of Khadija al-Kubra, Ya Allah. This is the ummah of Fatima al-Zahra, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, today in the same ummah, our daughters have become naked, Ya Allah. Our daughters are parading openly in public, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the singers and the dancers on the stage are people of Iman, Ya Allah. The listeners are people of Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us. You commanded us to cloak humanity with the cloak and the chadar of haya and shame. Ya Allah, our own daughters have become naked, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to bring alive the zikr of your Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our youngsters today, Ya Allah, our youngsters today, their bodies are jiving to music, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to fill the masjid. We have emptied the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we utilize your ni'mat. We utilize your bounties, Ya Allah. The wealth you gave us, the faculties you gave us, we utilized it and then we still became mutakabbir, Ya Allah. We still showed our arrogance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we still defied you, Ya Allah. Command upon command, we defied, Ya Allah. Sign upon sign fell on deaf ears. Warning upon warning fell on deaf ears. Ya Allah, we have defied you. We have spent the life disobeying you, Ya Allah. We have spent the life in your dushmani and your adawat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have lost you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have lost you, Ya Allah. As a result of which our dunya is lost, Ya Allah. Our akhirat is lost also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to Arafah to find you, Ya Allah. Tu hamara banja apna bana le. Tu hamara banja apna bana le. Ya Allah, you become ours, let us become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, let us become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, let us become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, by losing you, Ya Allah. By losing you, our lives have become miserable, Ya Allah. We have become bedchain and restless, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot find any solace and comfort, Ya Allah. What greater loss. What greater loss is there, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, what greater loss is there that we take your name, Ya Allah, and we still don't see the sweetness of our tafsir? We recite Quran and we don't feel the rush of ecstasy in our heart, Ya Allah. Isse bari mahroomi kaun si ho sakti? Ki hum tere naam lete zindagi tere mohabbat ke mizaj se mahroom ho chuke hain. Ya Allah, we have come to the bazaar of Iman, Ya Allah. We have come to the bazaar of Iman to purchase your love, Ya Allah. We have come to purchase your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the problem is that your love is not cheap. Your love is not cheap. Your taalluq is not cheap. But our pockets are empty, Ya Allah. We don't even know how to ask that your Paak name and your Paak taluk and your Paak marifat should enter our hearts that are filled with the zulmat of the love of this dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, darker than the darkest night our hearts have become. More filthy than the world. Cutters of this world our hearts have become. We don't know how to ask, Ya Allah. That your love should enter our hearts that have become soiled with this dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we have observed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the black, filthy gutter, it is you that brings the beautiful flower forth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the harshness of desert, Ya Allah, it is you that brings the vegetation forth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have observed in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the child soils itself, the child dirties itself, the child makes itself impure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the mother picks up the child, she washes away the impurity, and then she cuddles the same child to her bosom, and she shows her love for that child. Oh my Kareem Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Hannan Allah, oh my Mannan Dayan Allah, oh my واحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر الله. Oh my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we have absolute conviction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. You love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse us, Ya Allah. Cleanse us, Ya Allah. Cleanse our eyes, cleanse our ears, cleanse our hands, cleanse our feet, cleanse our hearts, cleanse our tongues, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, give us your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your taluk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have come to find you. Ya Allah, we have come to find you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we try to better ourselves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, humne bahut koshish kiya. Humne achhe banne ki bahut koshish kiya, lekin hum nahi ban sake. Ya Allah, we tried to better ourselves, we couldn't do it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment. Ya Allah, this environment of sharaf, of gambling, of liquor, of shamelessness, of zina. Ya Allah, it's become like a steel wall in front of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every time we are taking one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to bring iman on your oneness, we brought iman on your oneness. You commanded us to bring iman upon your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we brought iman upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you commanded us to bring iman on your revealed books, Ya Allah, we brought iman upon them. You commanded us to bring iman upon the malaika, we brought iman upon them. Ya Allah, you commanded us to bring iman upon taqdeer, we brought iman upon them. You commanded us to bring iman upon the hereafter, we have brought iman. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, whatever you require us to believe on, Ya Allah, we have believed upon it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but when it came to Amal, when it came to Amal, we are very deficient, Ya Allah. We are very deficient, Ya Allah. The Sahaba of Ya Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they saw the Quran coming down. They saw Wahi coming down. Ya Allah, they saw the pure and pure and Mubarak environment of Medina Munawara. Ya Allah, all we have seen is nakedness. All we have seen is shamelessness. All we have seen is this dirty, filthy environment. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after the long winter, it is you that brings the warmth of summer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, after the long period of drought, it is you that brings the rainfall, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after the long period of deviation and dalalat and darkness, Ya Allah, bring the light of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the light of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the light of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Azar. Ya Allah, Azar used to make idols. Ya Allah, he used to manufacture the idols himself. He would sell them in the marketplace, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, then he would worship those same idols, Ya Allah. Your one tajalli went upon his son, and he became Ibrahim Khalil. Ya Allah, Umar. Umar was an idol worshipper, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Umar was an idol worshipper. He didn't even desire Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he took a sword. He took a sword. He was going to murder your Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, your one tajalli went upon him. And you made him Umar al-Faruq, Ya Allah. You made him radiyallahu anhu, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave him space. You gave him space to your Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, there is that ki qasam. We have never worshipped idols, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whenever we call out only to you, Ya Allah. In the day, in the night, Ya Allah, whenever we call out, we only call out to you, Ya Allah. No doubt our amal is very deficient, Ya Allah. But we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make your obedience beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make your disobedience dislike by us, Ya Allah. Close, Ya Allah, take us close to your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let our earnings be halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our sustenance be halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, distance us from riba. Distance us from cheating. Distance us from deception. Distance us from lying in our earning our livelihood, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every type of wrong is there. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is Arafah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is Arafah, Ya Allah. The doors of your mercy are open, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us rizq halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us pure rizq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our sustenance easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us min haythu la yahtasib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the giver. Your treasures are limitless, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. La ilaha illallah wahdah. لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. يا الله او مي كريم الله، او مي رحيم الله، او مي قادر مطلق الله، او مي حنان منان الله. يا الله on behalf of this entire مجمع بعرفة، يا الله، يا الله on behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم، we are beseeching you يا الله، يا الله، يا الله we have come to break our pain and our dukkh in front of you يا الله. يا الله يا نوح، يا الله يا نوح عليه السلام، يا الله you mentioned in your Quran the manner in which he placed his pain upon the front of you يا الله. يا الله، يا الله for him you ordered the water to rise up from the ground، you ordered the water to fall down from the heavens يا الله. يا الله، يا الله we have come to place our dukkh in front of you يا الله. يا الله the ummah of your Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم is being slaughtered يا الله. Ya Allah, like goats and sheep, like goats and sheep, Ya Allah, this ummah is being slaughtered, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our hearts are broken, Ya Allah, every day we are hearing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the little child holds the hand of his father, father and child say to the mother, we are going to the masjid, we are going to the masjid to make salah. We are coming back just now. The family prepares a meal waiting for the father and child. Next thing the bomb goes off. With the scattered limbs of the bodies of the father and child brought back to the womb. And every day we are seeing images of the blood splattered limbs of the bodies of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this ummah gathers outside a bakery to buy bread, Ya Allah. The next thing the bombs are raining down on them. Ya Allah. The Firauns of today are laughing at this ummah, Ya Allah. The Firauns of today are having parties and merrymaking at the expense of this ummah, Ya Allah. To keep a beard has become a mockery. To wear the parda has become a mockery. To follow the sunnah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become a mockery, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, you have said in your Quran, Inna arzi wasiya. You have said my earth is broad, this earth has become tight and extruded from this ummah, Ya Allah. You have heard the fathers of this ummah say, my daughters were raised in front of me. I have been separated from my daughters, I don't know where they are yet. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters are losing their homes, Ya Allah. They are losing their livelihoods, Ya Allah. They are becoming migrants, they are becoming refugees, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the bombs are raining down upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from every direction, whether it is Syria, whether it is Burma, whether it is Turkey, where and where, Ya Allah, this ummah is suffering. Only because of the iman, only because of the deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our wrong. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our wrongs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our wrongs. Whatever is happening is your justice. Tere izzat ki qasam, tere adil hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu zulm nahi karte hai. Ya Allah, you are not making zulm, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is your adil and your justice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there is no amal we can present in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you would hear a little child crying, he was short in his salah, Ya Allah. When you will hear a little baby crying, he was short in his salah. What must be happening? What must be happening, please? When he receives news of the burnt and charred bodies of the baby in the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, their bodies are burned to such an extent, they are not even qabil of janazah salah, Ya Allah. Humare paas koi amal nahi hai. We don't have any amal to present the front of you, Ya Allah. All we can present is the tears of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in Taif he was belted for 3 miles, Ya Allah. Taif is not far from Arafah. Taif is not far from Arafah. Ya Allah, he turned to you in dua. You send down the angels of azab. Ya Allah, you offered him to cross the mountains on both sides of Thai, to curse the people of Thai. Ya Allah, our Kareem Nabi, our Rahim Nabi. He said, oh Allah, I have hoped that their progeny will accept you guys. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have no amal to present in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Badrana wa Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from one journey. He said to his Sahaba, Lawaditu anni ara ikhwani. He said, oh my Sahaba, I wish I could see my brothers. Sahaba said, awalatna ikhwanaka ya Rasulullah. They said, oh Nabi of Allah, we not your brothers. He said, antum ashabi. He said, you are my Sahaba. He said, you are my Sahaba. He said, my brothers are those who will come after you. Who without seeing me will bring him out upon me. Ya Allah, whatever we are, Your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called us His brothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, through that saying of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through the tears of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are beseeching You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today are saying, where is Your Allah? The Firauns of today are saying, where is Your Allah? Ya Allah, we have come to call You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to call You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to call You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not going back without You. ہمارے ضد کو مان لو میرے اللہ ہمارے ضد کو مان لو میرے اللہ ہمارے ضد کو مان لو یا میرے اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ ہدایت از مقدر فور دی فرعونز اف ٹوڈے گیو دیم ہدایت یا اللہ یا اللہ دوز ریموو دیم یا اللہ لیٹ دیم ناٹ بی ان آبسٹیکل یا اللہ ریسٹور دی ڈگنیٹی اینڈ آنر اف دی امت یا اللہ یا اللہ پروٹیکٹ اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز یا اللہ ویئر ایور دے آر یا اللہ دے آر ہنگری فیڈ دیم یا اللہ دے آر وداؤٹ شیلٹر شیلٹر دیم یا اللہ دے آر وداؤٹ پروٹیکشن پروٹیکٹ دیم یا اللہ ریسٹور دی ڈگنیٹی اینڈ آنر اف دی امت اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پروٹیکٹ دی مقدسات اف دی امت یا اللہ Protect the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Protect the Ummah wherever they are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. The Hindus also, the Christians also, the Jews also, Ya Allah. The idolaters also, they are insani brothers, Ya Allah. They are insani brothers, Ya Allah. Through the barakah of Arafah, through the barakah of Your mercy, through the barakah of the Qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are beseeching You, Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America Hidayat, give Europe Hidayat, give Asia Hidayat, give Australia Hidayat, give China Hidayat, Ya Allah. Give the Jews and the Christians, Ya Allah, and the idolaters, Ya Allah, give them Hidayat, Ya Allah. Make them Jannatis also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in Your treasures, Ya Allah. Your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the work of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, kab tak baaton mein rahega? How long will it be empty words and empty speeches and empty bayans, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, give us the reality of the six qualities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, qaul aur amal mein bahut tazad ho chuke, Ya Allah. There is a great disparity between what we are saying and what we are doing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ab to khatam kar lo, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ab to chain amr haqeeqat ke saath naseeb farma de. Give us the reality of the six qualities, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of iman, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of ittiba'i sunnat, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of khushu and khuzu in our salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us among قد افلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون make us the misdaq of these ayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the reality of Your knowledge, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of Your dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us the misdaq of لا يزالك لسانك ربًا بذكر الله make us amongst the zakirin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the akhlaq of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah from ghibat. We are making tawbah from malice. From hatred, from enmity, from jealousy, Allah. From every negative quality, Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts of negative qualities, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the nur of iman, taqwa, hidayat, tawakkul, Ya Allah. Khashiyat, sabr, ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the akhlaq of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the akhlaq of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Make us amongst the mukhlisin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from riyakari, Ya Allah.
Save us from riyakari, Allah. Grant us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our wealth and our lives for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Islam ke haqaiq humare samne khol de. Islam ke nafa khol de. Islam ko apni zindagi ke maqsad banane ki taufeeq naseeb farma de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, main deen ke dai bana de, Ya Allah. Make us dais of this deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us dais of this deen. La ilaha illallah wahda. La sharika la. Lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah wahda. La sharika la. Lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd. وهو على كل شيء قدير. يا الله, when we were little babies in the lap of our mothers said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We didn't even know what we were saying. We said it after them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the time for us to leave this world is coming here. Ya Allah, the time for us to leave this world is coming here. Let it not be that we have committed some wrong as a result of which we are deprived of Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us khatima on Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, like we said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In the laps of our mothers, when the time comes for us to leave this world, let La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah be on our tongues, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that hole in the ground, Ya Allah. Ya Allah is calling out every day, I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of worms. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself before you come to me. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our own relatives will put us in that hole in the ground. Our own relatives will sling sand upon us. They will go away, Ya Allah. Then Munkar and Nakir will come. Then Munkar and Nakir will come. And they will put the questions of the grave in front of us. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. If you forsake us at that time, and we are not able to answer those questions, that grave will become a ball of fire, Ya Allah. Wa aghthahu minan nar. Ya Allah, let our covers become gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. All the Muslims that have passed away and are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that day is coming, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the scales of justice will be set up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Jannah will be brought near. Jahannam will be brought near, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your angel will announce on that day, One thousand yoma, ayyuhal mujribu. The sinners must go on one side. Ya Allah, this announcement, even the pious ones will be filled with fear and dread, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to us, Ya Allah? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we see the chains and the handcuffs of the police of this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are full of fear and dread. Ya Allah, what is going to happen on that day when your malaika will be digging chains and handcuffs, Ya Allah? They will be placing collars around the necks of the mujrimeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us on that day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us on that day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us on that day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on that day you will be giving shade underneath your arsh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you will be placing the ulama, Ya Allah, the anbiya, Ya Allah, the sulaha, the atqiya. You will be giving them shade underneath your arsh. Ya Allah, we are not amongst them. We are not amongst them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we love them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, right in the back, Ya Allah. Right in the back. Right in the back. Hame bhi jagah de de, Ya Allah. Hame mahroom na kar de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us shade underneath your arsh on the day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of your arsh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jam-e Kawthar at the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the little heat of the sun in this world we can't bear, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the water of Arafah, when it became a little bit hot, we couldn't drink it, Ya Allah. How are we going to drink the water of Jahannam, Ya Allah? We couldn't bear the heat of the day of Arafah. How is that fire whose stones will melt mountains, what will it do to the flesh and blood of insan, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, it's Arafah, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you, save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Save our family, save our parents, save our children, save our wives, Ya Allah. Save the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have requested for du'as, Ya Allah. And those who are in pareshani and difficulty, Ya Allah, fulfill all the jais hajat, Ya Allah. Remove the difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are without partners, grant them pious partners, Ya Allah. Those who are involved in death, Ya Allah, remove the death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are involved in sickness, Ya Allah, grant them shifa-i kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah.
our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can never ever fulfill the haq, Ya Allah. We can never ever fulfill the haq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah, you have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you reward them according to your shaya nishan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our wives, accept our children, Ya Allah. Accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept the hajj of every haji, Ya Allah. Accept the hajj of every haji, Ya Allah. Accept the ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, prefer someone's crying. Prefer someone's crying, Ya Allah. Prefer someone's book, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, prefer someone's pain, Ya Allah. And change the condition of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us your beloved, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, let us become yours. You become ours, you let us become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلْ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Do not turn the beggar away. Do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is Arafah, Ya Allah. It is Hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. We have come on your doorstep, Ya Allah. Do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Malaika of Arafah. O the Malaika of Arafah, you also beseech on our behalf of Allah to become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the effort of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, accept it, Ya Allah. Grant it tarakki, take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the masajid, protect the makatib, protect the khankas, protect the marakiz, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of our elders, Ya Allah. Let there be joy and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. It is the dying moments of the day of Arafah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one time, Ya Allah. One time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ek hi dafa. Ek hi dafa. One time, Ya Allah. Say to Jibreel, Ya Allah. Say to your Malaika. But I am happy with it. Ek dafa, mera Malaika. Ek dafa. Ek dafa. Jibreel se ko, apne Malaika se ko. Ki meri se razi ho chuka. हमारा काम बन जाएगा, हमारे काम बन जाएगा, हमें कोई आदमी मना कर दिया, मना कर दिया, पेशे तुम मुनाफिक है, पेशे तुम रियाकारे, पेशे तुम गंदे, कुछ भी नहीं. Ya Allah, we haven't come today. It's just ki qasam, you have brought us, Ya Allah. You have brought us, Ya. Don't send us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Don't send us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Allah, Ya Allah, don't send us away empty. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله